This is Health Matters reporting on high blood pressure and brain function.
The brain is every bit as dependent upon healthy circulation of the blood as other organs. Studies increasingly show that untreated high blood pressure is linked to risky changes in the brain.
What sort of changes?
High blood pressure can damage the arteries in the brain, impacting cells that carry information from one area of the brain to another. These changes don't always cause noticeable symptoms, but they increase risk of future cognitive impairment. While the science is ongoing and more studies are needed, research to date suggests that high blood pressure is linked to vascular dementia and even Alzheimer's disease.
The higher the blood pressure and the longer it continues without being treated, the greater the risk that the brain will be impacted.
How do they measure these changes? Do they take images of the brain or test patients' cognitive skills?
Both measures have been used. A John Hopkins study initiated in the 1980s followed volunteers for over 25 years. 15,000 adults between the ages of 48 and 67 participated. Their blood pressure and thinking skills were measured at the beginning and several times during the study. High blood pressure was linked with slowdowns in two key thinking skills, mental processing speed and executive function.
By executive function, do you mean things like organizing ability, remembering details, managing your time, and planning?
Exactly.
Mental processing speed, on the other hand, refers to how quickly your brain figures things out, like calculating a restaurant tip, for example, or how able you are to understand tricky instructions such as how to get someplace.
These skills decline with normal aging, so everyone in the study showed some signs of fuzzy thinking and memory loss. But the participants with midlife high blood pressure had above normal declines by the time they were in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. Other studies of midlife high blood pressure patients show similar results. The good news is there's data showing that treatment helps to slow the decline.
According to National Institutes of Health, 19% of young adults have high blood pressure. What about the young people who have high blood pressure? Are they at equal risk?
One study found little difference in the rate of cognitive decline between young and middle-aged people with high blood pressure. But young people could very well be at higher risk because often they don't even know they have high blood pressure. Further, young men tend to ignore or forget treatment even if they do know they have high blood pressure. It's when the disease is untreated over time that the risk of cognitive decline increases.
In other words, young people are just as vulnerable to having their brains impacted by high blood pressure. As you said, young people are often unaware they have high blood pressure. If they don't have a serious short-term illness or don't bother with routine medical checkups, they could go for years without having their blood pressure checked.
That's the takeaway from this report. It's good preventative medicine to have your blood pressure checked, because there is encouraging evidence that treating high blood pressure can reduce the risk of impaired brain function. European studies report that treatment has reduced the risk of dementia by as much as 55%. American studies tend to show less risk reduction in general, though their figures vary a great deal. One study reported that each year of treatment was associated with a 6% decline in the risk of dementia. Another reported a 36% risk reduction using diuretic medications.
A team of researchers from Harvard and Boston University found that 6 months of high blood pressure treatment actually improved blood flow to the brain. But what about people who already have mild memory loss? Can treating high blood pressure prevent further damage?
There's not much data on that, but what there is promising. A 2-year study from Italy showed highly positive results. 80 high blood pressure patients who were treated over a 2-year period were 80% less likely to develop full-blown Alzheimer's.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Stormy Blake, Michael Hemminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.